All right, it's Numbers 21, 1. It says there, the king of Arad, the Canaanite, who dwelt in the south, heard that Israel was coming on the road to Atharim. Then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. So, in this opening verse, you have this situation. The enemy has attacked the people of God, and the enemy has taken some prisoners from God's people. And now, for God's people, some of their loved ones are gone. Their bed back home, it's unslept in. The captives are missed. The people back in Israel, they fear for these captives. And this is where they're living, and this is where sometimes the Lord has us live. Do you have someone in your life who is being held captive by the enemy? Maybe a relative who has cut ties with the Lord. Or maybe a relative who has cut ties with you. A friend, maybe, who's entangled, bound up with some kind of addiction, a technological addiction, a substance addiction, and they're just so wrapped up in it, they might as well be in another country. You can't reach them. They can't even see how they're tied up, how they are prisoners. 2 Timothy 2 speaks of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by the devil to do his will. Well, it might even just be you. Are you perhaps captive to the enemy? Has the enemy taken you prisoner in some way? Something is controlling your life or dominating a portion of your life, and it's not the Holy Spirit. It could be that your besetting sin, and we all have besetting sins. Your besetting sin is on the throne right now. You know it's not right, but you let sin reign. And it might not even be sin or an addiction. It could just be circumstances. You may have a financial mess, and it has got you trapped. You may have health troubles that are severely constricting what you can do. You're in a hole, and you can't climb out of it. Well, two things for you tonight, both of them about God. First of all, how did the Israelites get here? God led them here. God sometimes permits trouble and captivity to strike you. God sometimes permits trouble and captivity to strike you. The Lord had led Israel to these battles. The Lord allowed Arad to grab some prisoners. Now, as you think about God's sovereignty and the things that can happen that are terrible, you don't want to get all tangled up with whose fault is this? Who gets the blame for this? It's true in the Bible and in God's judgment of everything. People bear responsibility for what people do. The wrong that they do, they are responsible for it. But, and at the same time, and we don't have to be able to untangle it all, God controls everything. He controls the hearts of the wicked. He controls the hands of the wicked. Acts 2, describing the very great sin of taking an innocent man, Jesus Christ, making him a captive, and then crucifying him, that was all in the plan of God. God was in control of that. It says in Acts 2, this Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. There is a bundle of unplumbable theology in that one verse. Who killed the captive Jesus? Who killed him? It says lawless men did it. Whose definite plan foreknew and ordained this? It says God did it. God knew the captivity that you are suffering and that you are facing. He is sovereign. He is over all of this. He is in all of this. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is this. God may lead you into this place where you have to suffer captivity, but God rescues from captivity. God rescues his people from captivity. Our God is the God who frees captives. That is one of his attributes. Recall how the Lord rescued the relatives of Abram. When they were all captured, they were all retrieved. Recall how the Lord released Joseph from his captivity in a foreign dungeon. Recall how the Lord released the entire nation of Israel from national slavery in Egypt. Recall how David and all of his people and all of his wives and children taken captive at Ziklag. All the soldier men, just looking at everything's cleaned out, they're all gone. The soldier men were weeping, crying out in despair. And the Lord returned every single prisoner. This is the way God works. Recall the second national captivity of Israel. The whole country, again, taken captive by Babylon. That first captivity in Egypt, that was a captivity that was not due to something that they had done wrong. All that we know about the first captivity in Egypt was that there arose a Pharaoh who did not remember or know Joseph. Israel was not to blame for that captivity, and God released them. The second national captivity in Babylon, that was Israel's fault. They sinned, and they brought that captivity on themselves. But even from that captivity, the Lord delivered them. He brought them back. And so if you have caused the captivity of your own life, your own situation, God also brings out of that kind of captivity. Isaiah 35, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Have prisoners been taken in your life? Is the enemy or are there circumstances keeping something precious to you, locked away? Can God deliver a person whom you love from some kind of lie that the devil has brought them into? Can he deliver from the chains of some deep-rooted sin that maybe even goes back for generations in your situation? Can God release you from your own besetting sin, whether it's unbelief or lust or anger or just love of money? In the gospel, Jesus Christ was bound so that you could be set free. By his captivity, he released those who are held captive to the devil. Jesus came to give sight to the blind and freedom to the captives. And so you've got this victor with a king, and the kingdom of Christ is crashing into another kingdom, and it is not being destroyed. The kingdom that's crashing through Christ's kingdom is not being destroyed. It's destroying the other kingdom, breaking the gates of hell which keep people captive. Jesus Christ was crucified. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. And it says, when Jesus Christ ascended on high, he led captivity captive. So two things for you. Hope in the Christ who sets captives free. Is your Christ a weak Christ? He's not weak. He is the strong deliverer. Bring him your prisoners. Ask for their release. Secondly, not just hope in Christ, look for the captives. Look for the captives. Find captives who need to be set free, and then bring them. Bring them to the one who can set captives free. Bring him your hopeless situation, the one that's gone on way longer than you ever imagined or planned. Bring him your situation that seems bound up by thick ropes and strong chains. Bring it to him. He came to release the prisoners. Amen.